Welcome to the Saturday Sports Kit. But we encourage that atmosphere here. You know us, every week we're just kind of like the coffee shop where people kind of come and go. Hop in, talk, chat a while. The liar's table, so to speak. Because we love to tell tales of truth, but then also maybe a few long ones in the mix too. But the coach on his way in said he was going to be a little late here. And that's fine because we don't have a ton of sports to talk to today. And that brings us to the first thing I want to make sure everybody knows. So beginning July 5th and running through the second week of August, we will be going to a half-hour show just for summer, taking a little, it's not really a full hiatus, but just condensing it down a little bit. That's in the thick of our fair season here at WITY, and so we'll have a couple of shows on location. We'll be, of course, live from the Historic Farm Days up in Penfield this year once again with I, and senior and juniors for baseball and senior and juniors for softball. So at that time, that's something we can kind of condense in a half hour. Coach will be on his way to the islands by that point. So I'm not going to just sit there and meander for a full hour during those weeks. So just mark that down, July 5th to probably the second week in August there, a couple weeks before football season hits. And we've got, by that point in time, a couple sports already firing up on the Indiana side. We will be doing a shortened sports connection during those weeks there. And the decision to do so rather than just take a regular vacation, we wanted to make sure that those sports definitely got the highlights and put on them, a spotlight on them that they deserve. So that is our goal here, just to forewarn you. So if you tune in at like 8:40, if you're a little late riser, or 9:40 as it were, during those weeks, we won't be on. So want to thank our sponsors once again so graciously for helping us support sports here at WITY and to be able to promote those sports. And without them, we can't do it. It is Surf Pro of Vermilion County, our presenting sponsor, Surf Pro like it never even happened. Our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street. For the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler out in Fairmount. Go to him for all your insurance needs. If you have some financial needs he can help you with, he'll plan that. Make sure that you visit him. He's almost at his new location. That'll be exciting times, and be looking on the lookout for that. And by Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware and make sure you say hello to Fifi while you're there. She should be up at the front counter, and if not, then you know she's going to be floating around the store. Maybe she'll help you shop. I don't know. My cat, very happy to see me after a little bit of time away this week. And that lasted all 30 seconds until she realized, oh, I have somebody to let me outside. So I've got one of the cats that are an indoor-outdoor cats that loves nothing more than to break free and then go out and eat. That's cat life, I guess. And of course, that was more the daughter and the wife's doings than it. And that lasted all 30 seconds until she realized, oh, I have somebody to let me outside. So I've got one of the cats that are an indoor-outdoor cats that loves nothing more than to break free and then go out and eat. That's cat life, I guess. And of course, that was more the daughter and the wife's doings than my doings there. We've got a little bit of high school sports. In fact, the tie-up of high school sports for the 24-25 season for this week to talk about. We've got Prospect League action. Some of that got rained out this week. We'll dive into that. Eastern Illinois Baseball League. They're supposed to have Jamboree today, the little catch-up for any games that got rained out. But it looks like there's going to be more rain today than what there was during their first couple of weeks of their season. So they will have no games today for that. It's just on the calendar as a precautionary measure to catch up some of the games that they may have missed since they only play on the weekends. And then we're inundated with Legion baseball and softball. So we'll dive into that the best we can here this hour as we're joined by Coach John Spezia making his way in here. The coach.
Well, Chad, you know, wasn't anything that you said. It was a train was in front of me, so.
Overpasses, like a system of overpasses and underpasses in town to avoid the trains, and people will still complain about the trains because they will wait at the crossing rather than circumvent through town to go around it.
Well, I was going to do that, Chad, and I thought.
It's going to take you the same amount of time.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And by the way, fans, you know, I always give a detailed what the bird dog is today. He looks like he's shaved today, and he's got his Indiana Pacers.
I am representing. We got Pacer Pride going on. And for those there again, those of an Effingham High School, Pacer Pride means a totally different thing than everybody else. It was kind of the boys becoming men club at Effingham High School back whenever I was there. I don't know that it sets very well today. I don't know that they have it. So our logo was the Pacer logo in orange. And our motto and our saying was something I can't repeat on radio. But for whatever reason, we had it. It was a social group at Effingham. Kind of like a fraternity, so to speak.
At Effingham High School?
Effingham High School.
The Flaming Hearts?
The Flaming Hearts, yes. And it had primarily athletes, male athletes. It was a boys group.
Yeah, okay.
So, and to this day, I'm 47, and looking back on it, and I've asked other people, and they don't know. We don't know what the point of the group was. And maybe that was the mystique of it. Sometimes guys just join groups to have the camaraderie of and the goals the same. There was no goals for this group.
You know, there was a group over in Europe that did that. You understand? That was called the Crusades.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what we were crusading for. It was, I think it was because it looked cool on a T-shirt. It was orange Pacers logo on a white T-shirt.
All right. Well, anyway, Chad's got his yellow Indiana Pacers.
But I got
shirt.
The true Pacers, yeah, Pacers, yeah. The gold and the blue.
I wish you would have amped it up a little bit at the end, the last 2-3 minutes of the game.
You can't fight the officials, Coach. You can't fight the officials.
I'm going to say this, and
Scott Foster, is that his name? You know, that's who the NBA puts in whenever they want a game seven. And honestly, a game seven would be amazing between these two teams. You get more, of course, the NBA's looking at it as you get more revenue.
Well, exactly. We've had this conversation. It's got to go to game six or seven. You can't, the way the Pacers are playing defensively and everything else, I just, I'm watching this and all of a sudden, wow, they're down. They end up getting beat 4-5 at the end of the game. I'm going, what the heck? Happen here?
Yeah,
I mean it's just it. Those are the two guys.
Those are the ones
with the 76ers. The other guys with the Timberwolves, and the officials. And we didn't have very good team. We had a young team, not a lot of money involved, as you know how this goes with this. I was at Derby in Mid England. And Nick Nurse says, Coach, I'm going to tell you this. He says, and I had another friend, Billy Mims, who was at with the Leicester Riders. Billy Mims coached Ted Haupt.
Okay. Well,
Yep. So anyway, that's the connection. So he says, Coach, you're going to get to the end here, close to season, and you're going to see phantom calls come from everywhere. I said, oh, come on. He says, yeah, those officials bet on the game in England back then. I said, you got to be kidding me. There's no way that's going to happen. So so I said, okay, so I'm going to watch this. And so, sure enough, I'm waiting. We got a chance. I can't remember who it was. It was a team that I'm sure the point spread was a lot different. And I'm watching this, and we got a chance to beat them. And all of a sudden, I'm going, where do these calls come from? Just out of mysteriously out of the blue. And I thought back to what those guys told me on Facebook or Instagram, whatever. There's guys that are former NBA guys have their own podcast, and they'll say basically just exact what you're saying. And they'll say, this is how it goes. This is what David Stern or Silver or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's about M-O-N-E-Y.
Well, and of course the NBA has been under heavy scrutiny.
Not as much as the WNBA here lately.
But with the executives, with the officiating, since and I think where people's trust in what the NBA does as a governing body and the non-player side starts with the 85 draft, with the envelope, with the Knicks getting the draft pick, with Ewing. It was staged. It was staged. And so
you just keep going from there. You go all of a sudden now LeBron James ends up in Cleveland.
You got LeBron in Cleveland. You've got the official that bet on the game.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. So coaching. I mean, you gotta wonder, Phil Jackson in L.A. There's a lot of different moves that have happened over the course of 40 years in the NBA. Remember how bad it was in the NBA. Even up till like Jordan's rookie season. I mean, those
NBA was going downhill.
Yeah,
they were
at WNBA crowds in the stands.
Exactly, because they felt that all those guys were taking money and smoking marijuana and doing drugs. Yeah, that was
hand over fist. College basketball was making more, bringing more in than what NBA,
sure.
And what the pros
exactly.
were at that time.
And, you know, the NBA, you had, obviously Bird and Magic saved it for the most part.
Yeah.
And then Michael came.
They started the trend in the right direction. Was in the NBA. Even up till like Jordan's rookie season. I mean,
NBA was going downhill.
They were at WNBA crowds in the stands.
Exactly, because they felt that all those guys were taking money and smoking marijuana and doing drugs. Yeah,
hand over fist. College basketball was making more, bringing more in than what NBA,
sure.
and what the pros
exactly.
were at that time.
And, you know, the NBA, you had, obviously Bird and Magic saved it for the most part.
Yeah.
Then Michael came.
They started the trend in the right direction.
Right.
Because up at that point, the 70s had a different champion every year, an eternity in the NBA.
Right. That is correct.
I don't think you can go back through time and see a 6 or 7 year span outside of the Bulls.
Right. And the Celtics just happened to have a territorial pick for Larry Bird.
Right. Well, and you wonder had things not ended up differently, what would have happened to Lynn Bias? I mean, that's the biggest what if in NBA history, because he fell right in the Celtics' lap right in a time whenever they were really good. I mean, they were competing for titles. It was the Celtics and Lakers there in the mid-'80s.
Sure.
Lynn Bias falls into their lap.
Yeah.
And had tragedy not struck, whether it was intentional
sure.
or unintentional.
And then they had the other guy that had a heart attack or had a...
Reggie Lewis.
So
Reggie Lewis, I mean, just an amazing player. Just started scraping it where he could go. I know it was. I know the Celtics as a team were on a little bit on the downside by that time. You had Bird his minutes in because his back's not holding up. And McHale was, he wasn't where he was. Parrish was, close to being the oldest man in the league at that point in time, and he still played another 3 or 4 years after that.
Exactly.
So
the NBA is, and again, people forget about this. It's mm-hmm. and I say this about professional sports, and I said minor league sports. We find that here and even in Danville, with I've said minor league sports, be it hockey, basketball, just they're not going to make it. It's not a big enough market, and it's a waste of money. But going back to what you just said. Lakers, I do need to bring this up because Jerry Buss is a guy who really, if you look at the impact of what the entertainment with sports is, he brought in the Showtime Lakers.
Sure.
And he got Magic, he got Kareem, they got the trade to bring him from Milwaukee. But it was the entertainment part that he brought to all the way through the high school and college sports. I mean, you go to the Illinois game, they got fireworks, they got the music. And
yeah, the little pyro. Yeah,
right, all absolutely. That stuff. I mean, one of the greatest intros is when the Bulls were Eye in the Sky. So that's what Jerry Buss
they're
brought
to. They're starting to do it during baseball games now when the closer Helsley down at St. Louis, the guy up there in, is it Diaz? Diaz up there with the Mets where they have the Narco, with the trumpet.
Well, we could go. You could go even back to Bill Veeck when he had the outfield fence rotated up. And
it was all about promotion with Bill Veeck. It was never about the game. Bill Veeck would appreciate the Savannah Bananas. That's where it's at.
Exactly.
He was all about promotion, putting rear ends in seats.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if you go watch some of the Major League Baseball games. Remember any pizza?
Right.
Unless you're a Cubs fan, I don't care if the Cubs are losing, somebody's going to follow them.
I know we need to get some things here, but I want to come back here before we do because I will forget the point and then it'll just go off into the ether here. But you brought up a good point about minor league sports not making it in towns this size. And I often think whether or not we look at minor league sports through the wrong lens. And thinking back of kind of how it was, like, let's say back in the Illinois, Indiana, Iowa league days. And to each their own with that.
Right. But they're entertainment. That's what they do. I've watched them on TV. You're exactly right. Yeah. And if you go back even farther than that, you had the Indianapolis Clowns used to come into Danville and play all the time. And, of course, one of the guys who was on that Clowns team was Bobo Small.
Bobo Small.
There you go.
But where I'm going with this is, okay, let's take the Prospect League. Easy target. They're right here. Think of how spread out that league is. Now, the majority of the teams and the majority of the teams that the Dans play as part of the bulk of their schedule are within this region. But I think the thing with, like, the hockey team, they were playing teams down in Georgia and Louisiana and Florida and then Audi. And to sustain as a small minor league market, you have to think in minor league terms. And how they did it back in the days were those teams – in the Triple I League, they weren't going 500, 600, 700 miles. They were in Colorado or Texas or Florida or Alabama. The other side of that is we know they're not going to be money. All minor league market, you have to think in minor league terms. And how they did it back in the days were those teams in the Triple I League, they weren't going 500, 600, 700 miles. They were in Colorado or Texas or Florida or Alabama. The other side of that is we know they're not going to be moneymakers. They're going to sustain. You know, let's face it. You know, I mean, the Prospect League and how that league is organized, it has done really well in sustaining. But
let me go back to the Prospect League. Here's the difference with the Prospect League as opposed to the hockey and so forth. You've got guys that have played at LSU. You've got identifiable people, and if you promote it right, there's a possibility, and it's happened, obviously,
that those
guys will get drafted or they're going to be up in the bigs. And people gravitate to that. How many people in Danville have hosted somebody that's now, playing Major League Baseball? Yeah. Maybe it's only 2 or 3 years. Doesn't make any difference. That's the difference, I think, with what's happened with the Dans, is that they have that possibility. But again, if you have what's on Tuesday?
It used to be two for Tuesday. I'll have to see what it's called.
Isn't it Taco Tuesday or something?
It's not Taco. Stop. I have to look it up because I still call it two for Tuesday because that's.
But that's when they had their greatest.
So much part of the nomenclature of Dan's lore here.
That's usually their greatest where they fill the stands, and that's happened, and that's what you got to do. But you got to remember the players in the Prospect League are not getting paid. They've got hosts and so forth. That's a difference.
Huge part of that, and the fact that you're talking. A select few are getting paid. They're getting valuable experience. The organizationally, the structure works, and that's why you're starting to see more of the college wooden bat leagues across America. You know, and
right.
That's the other side of this too. Is they're more regional. Granted,
there could be guys that play from
east.
Guys from Parkland, could be guys from DACC, could be guys,
the bulk of the teams are here within Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. Right. You got, I think, maybe there's a team in Kentucky, and you got a couple teams out in Ohio. But primarily it's here. They're easy 1 day trips that you
may have guys. Guys from Indiana State. I mean, there's more identifiable players that done this. We did a little bit with the Illinois Coal Miners. We had a little minor league basketball thing, but it was a March to basically May thing, and we had local players, and we had at Schlarm. There's a lot of times we led the league in attendance because you could identify with the players who they were, and I think that's the issue. That goes with all this stuff. When you start talking about minor league sports, and depending on what it is, but I don't know that we could totally call the, Dan's a minor league sport team. It's more somewhere in between. It's almost like semi pro because they're taking care of housing and meals and so forth.
Sure.
But I have nothing. I think it's great. And there's anytime you can bring people to Danville, I'm all for. I still go back to the whole issue of, you hear me say this.
You beat it.
I beat it to death.
I just
talked to my great nephew Gabe last night, and they were down in Mattoon. He says, Uncle John, they had all 8 courts for playing. People were coming from all over to play in Mattoon. I just said, defies me. I mean, why we had this conversation 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago with powers of being. Jerry Buss thing. Bill Vec put butts in seats. Well, let's bring people to Danville. Let's put them into Danville and use it. Why did we have the start of the national tournament 30-some years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. That was my whole thing about when I brought it. I didn't have to do that. It took a lot of work for me to. On the side, but that was, we knew that we saw the advantage of it, and it's had. I don't understand it sometimes.
Yeah, and there again, I think, especially with sports here in the 21st century, sports has its crowd. I think there's too much onus on these commissioners and these different power folks at play here to try to get that one person that is not into it to like it, and then you see the people who are loyalists who they're there, they're the ones spending the money, they're the ones that have kept the sport alive, all they're the ones getting jilted because you're changing the sport that they love to be something that it's not, so that way you and these different power folks at play here to try to get that one person that is not into it to like it, and then you see the people who are loyalists who have a, I mean, they're there. They're the ones spending the money. They're the ones that have kept the sport alive all. They're the ones getting jilted because you're changing the sport that they love to be something that it's not, so that way you can get somebody who's not going to have interest. And then as a result, people lose interest. And that's what you're seeing across Major League Baseball right now. You know, I don't think NHL and NFL numbers have wavered at all. NBA kind of goes back and forth just depending on who they have there.
Well, they have no face of the NBA has no. Now you've got a small market crowd, and obviously the Pacers.
Sure.
You know, they're packed based because it's, you know, 49 other states, they call it basketball. But then again, this is Indiana. I mean, that.
I think NBA's kind of in that era where they, like before, so playoffs had that marquee guy. You know, you had Dominique, you had. You know, he didn't end up having the big name as the others, but, you know, Xavier McDaniel had a big name for a couple of years.
But I think after
there.
The Jordan time period, the guy who changed, if you go back to changing the game, was Steph Curry. Because he's a guy that's a normal-sized guy, when I say normal-sized, 6'2", 6'3", and three-point shooting has taken over with him and Thompson and that. And I think a little bit before that was the San Antonio Spurs, just because San Antonio Spurs were...
Yeah.
Didn't have really great superstars. Had Tim Duncan, but they had a team.
They were the Suns of the early 90s. You had one superstar, and then you had a lot of guys who
that
were
very
really
team-oriented.
Yeah.
And everybody liked to watch how they played because they were very team-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to Golden State where they moved the basketball, and they could shoot the basketball. They have no real inside guys at all, but they related more to normal people because Steph Curry's, you know, started out as a little scrawny kid. And Thompson, nobody knew about Thompson. He was an obscure guy up in Washington. So, you know, so we've gotten past that. I think that part's changing with the NBA and where they're at. And now college basketball is you know, now has become, it's ahead of the NBA right now. But the only thing is with college basketball, and we see it just right, you know, 35 miles from us. You don't have the same players staying like you used to. When you used to watch Illinois, you knew it was going to be, you know, it could be Donnie Freeman and Dave Downey, or it could be, I'm going way back, or you go, you know, when you had the Flying Illini, you could identify with those guys for 3 or 4 years.
Sure.
Kendall Gill and Bardo and that group.
Yeah,
so,
personalities that
you know. And Illinois has changed completely. You know, the roster's changed.
Yeah.
Now, this year they'll have a couple of guys. Rogers have been there now for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Boswell is now, he's a champagne kid. So, yeah, you're going to see Illinois be a little more fan favorite.
You definitely have this deal in college sports, and I think it's the same complaint that a lot of your loyalists had with pro sports, but it's to the nth degree now because there is a cap on how long you spend in college sports, and that is every year your team's going to change. And even if you followed the athletes, you know, which I think is kind of where professional sports geared towards here in recent years, you don't follow the teams anymore. You follow the athletes. So if you're
it was Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Yeah, it was Michael Jordan and the Bulls. And then, I mean, not many people followed them to the Wizards, but you were still a Michael Jordan fan. So I'm sure the Wizards residually had some.
They want to see
Michael Jordan. So you then you just got to be a fan of the school, the colors, and then it just feels like it just kind of
I think
falls downhill from there.
Well, you're exactly right, and I think that's that's the change that's going on in college sports because of the portal and NIL, and in people's mind, you know. We can say we want to, but when you see you start changing teams and so forth, the first thing that comes to people's mind, they're being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to gravitate away from that. Now, as Jordan said, when Tex Winter said to him, hey, Michael, there's no I in team.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan looked right back at him and said, yeah, Tex, but there is an I in win.
Well, and if you want to think they're selfish, I mean, look at your daily life. You know, would you leave for a better situation, or what you perceive as being a better situation, whether it's pay or whether it's playing conditions or whether it's, you know, a better fit? You know, we don't live in the age where people stay. I mean, most people don't stay in a job 50 years anymore. Most people. Don't stay in a job 20 years anymore. They go with a ladder.
There will not be any more.
No. Chicago is more expensive to live in. We're up against Sports World. We know we've blown it out, but we've got all the sports. Talk about here, and we'll do it pretty quickly when we return on Saturday Sports Connection here on WITY, presented by Surf Pro Vermilion County.
Good morning, this is Chris Lewis. SGA looks like an MVP as the Thunder W-I-N.
2.5 left. Gildas Alexander on top of the arc. Dribbles to his left. Stumbled a bit. Squares. Fires. Hits. And Oklahoma City takes the lead. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has led the Thunder back from 10 down. 2:21 to go in game four.
It was Chet Holmgren and Alex Caruso early. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander late.
Mark Kestisher, PJ Carlissimo on ESPN Radio as the Thunder even the series with the Pacers. 2 apiece after winning 111-104, trailing by as many as 10 in the third. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 35 points, 15 of them came. Rivalries in baseball, Yankees-Red Sox ends with a walk-off.
Hill comes set, his pitch, hit hard and deep, left center field, way back by the wall, off the wall, the Red Sox win. Back by the wall, off the wall, the Red Sox win. Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it.
That on WEEI 93.7 FM as Boston beats New York 2-1. And if you like walk-offs, College World Series delivered Game 2 in Omaha, Oregon State against Louisville.
Turley on a line to left into the corner and all the way toward the wall. Rose cuts it off. Arquette gets the windmill. Alisson's throw. Not in time. The Beavers walk it off.
That on ESPN is Oregon State winners. 4-3 in their first game of the College World Series. They win their opening game for the third time in 8 appearances.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account. As soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 20.
Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state funded programs.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but Surf Pro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. Surf Pro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call Surf Pro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Daniel Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carlton. Help us by becoming... Becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambuck's sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit DanvilleAmbucks.com. Shoulders together.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving, from exciting
independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carlton. Help us by becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambuck's sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit DanvilleAmbucks.com. Shoulders together.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has...
Like Country Financial, we may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. And, hey, we didn't forget. We've got some sports. Coach, we had both baseball and softball tied last weekend.
IHSAA Regional Championship, and that ends all baseball and softball.
Boys golf also ended this week. It started off Monday for local teams with the Lafayette Jeff Sectional, and top three teams advanced. That was Harrison, Lafayette Central Catholic, and West Lafayette. You had Benton Central placing ninth as a team with 381. And then individual golfers, Camden Price of Clinton Central, Matt Oakley of McCutcheon, Philip Ferger of McCutcheon, all advancing there. So no local individuals from that. Benton Central ended their season there. Then yesterday, the Harrison Regional for IHSAA, advancing teams, Westfield, Carmel, and Zionsville. Park Heritage as a team was the lone team that advanced to regionals this year in boys golf on the Indiana side. They finished ninth with 334. Individuals advancing without a team was Eli Wessel of Guerin Catholic, his teammate Robbie Burt, and then Lafayette Central Catholic's Charles Siebert and Patrick Dimmitt. They tied at 75, so all four of them get to go. South Vermilion, he was the lone individual not associated with Park Heritage from the area. He shot an 81. Leon Goessi of Park Heritage, 82. Bradley McElhaney shot an 83. Warren Ayers shot 93. And Trey Shelsky, a 95 for Park Heritage as that season ends. We've got some
Senior American Legion Baseball. Taylorville, Round Robin, Danville Post 210-2. Canton Crushers tied 2-2, Danville Post 210-5. SI Honey Badgers 2, Danville Post 210 canceled with Rantoul, and canceled with the Senior Guardians. Also Post 210 Speakers 12, Watsika Post 23-2, Danville Post 210 Speakers at Terre Haute. Wayne Newton Post 346 canceled. Last night, Baseball Battles Cancer Tournament in Baldwin, Missouri. Eureka Post 177, 19-unders 12, Danville Post 210 Speakers 3, Post 210 Speakers 7, Post 226 2. Today, Danville Post 210 Speakers at Baseball Battles Cancer Tournament in Baldwin, Missouri. This week, Post 210 Speakers Baseball Battles Cancer Tournament Baldwin and Crawfordsville Post 210 Speakers and Danville Post 210 Speakers at Terre Haute. Best of the Midwest Legion Tournament, Junior American Legion Baseball, Atwood Memorial Tournament, Danville Post 210, 12, Alton 2, Danville Post 210, Gold 9, Princeton 2, Danville Post 210, Gold 11, East Moline Junior Legion 2, Danville Post 210, 6, Tuscola 5, Danville Post 210, 14, Tuscola 1 in 3 innings, Danville Post 210 at Paris canceled, Orange and Blue Tournament Champaign, Post 210, 9, Extreme Elite Springfield 1. Last night, Orange and Blue Tournament in Champaign, Post 210, 9, Braves White 1. Danville Post 210, Rhino scoring 0. Today, Orange and Blue Tournament, Danville Post 210 versus Twin City Defenders. And this week, Orange and Blue Tournament, Danville Post 210 is to be announced. And in Paris at Danville Post 210, Gold and Danville Post 210. One, Danville Post 210, Rhino scoring 0. Today, Orange and Blue Tournament, Danville Post 210 versus Twin City Defenders. And this week, Orange and Blue Tournament, Danville Post 210 is to be announced. And in Paris at Danville Post 210, Gold. And Danville Post 210, Gold at Bloomington.
Gold right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just, they're on
roll. That's BNGSA Angels. I'm not quite sure where they're at. 16
not sure
one,
either.
Post 210 Elite, 18 and under 6, Express Black 5, and BNNGSA Angels.
That's 18 and under. Yeah, so they beat the 16 and under, but lost to the 18 and under. Yeah.
Junior American Legion Softball, Post 210 Lady Speakers 2, Mattoon Cobras 0, Post 210 Lady Speakers 4, Matrix 14 and under 3, Central Illinois Rhinos, 14 under 4, down Post 210 Lady Speakers, 14 under 1. Last night, Post 210 Lady Speakers, 12, Mattoon Cobras, 0, Black Widows, 13 and under, 12, down Post 210 Speakers, 1.
I think the people that name these teams are the same people that have, like, the websites that just, you know, it's like slash and then a hyphen and then a dot. And you ever get the website? And they. We get them all the time for our good neighbor announcements. They send us, well, you can check it out online.
Royal 15 Arcola. 0, Royal 17, Arcola. Nothing. Buckley, 11, Paxton, 1. Buckley, 11, Paxton, 1. Danville with a bye. That's the Danville Dirtbags, by
that
the way.
That is the Dirtbags.
This week, Paxton had Danville for 2. Buckley at Arcola, 2. Royal with a bye. The Prospect League, here we go.
Oh, wait, before we dive in, let's let people know where we're at with EIBL action. So
give them some.
Because it is a little more interesting. So last couple of years, you know, the Dutch Masters have really ran away with it.
Oh, they've run away for a long time.
So right now you've got Royal and Buckley tied at 5-1. The Dirtbags are 2-2. Paxton and Arcola each 0-4. Something's got to give between Arcola and Paxton. Now, two of those games for Paxton have been losses via forfeit. That was the opening weekend of the season. And then they lost to Buckley last weekend and that doubleheader.
Paxton used to be pretty good. Corey Fox, yeah. And I believe, I remember that used to be the baseball coach of Paxton, his son. Played, who's also an official. So, yeah.
Cambridge is a leading hitter here coming down the stretch.
Are we ready for Prospect League?
Let's do it. Been losses via forfeit. That was the opening weekend of the season. And then they lost to Buckley last weekend and that doubleheader.
Paxton used to be pretty good. Corey Fox, yeah. And I believe, I remember that used to be the baseball coach of Paxton. His son played, who's also an official. So, yeah.
Cambridge is a leading hitter in the league, 16 at-bats for Buckley. But there again, with that split earlier in the season with Royal, you know, that's going to make some things interesting here coming down the stretch.
Are we ready for Prospect League?
Let's do it.
Oh, boy, one of my favorite teams, Thrillville, down in Marion, Illinois, 3. Terre Haute Rex, 2. Lafayette, 7. Champion City, 3. Alton, 3. Danville, 0. Suspended in the 4th. Lafayette, 9. Chillicothe, 4. Du Bois County, down in Southern Indiana, 6. Danville, 5. Terre Haute at Springfield, postponed. Normal, 4. Lafayette, 2. Terre Haute Rex, 4. Springfield, 3. Du Bois County, 9. Lafayette, 5. Danville, 7. Illinois Valley, zip. Championship City, 7. Lafayette, 6. That's the Aviators, by the way. Clinton, 10. Danville, 4. Terre Haute, 8. Normal, 7. I think Normal, that is...
the Corn Belters.
Corn Belters,
yes.
Right. Playing in the Corn Crib.
They play at the Corn Crib, yes.
Yep. Lafayette, Aviators, 14. Champion City, 4 and 8. Clinton, 7. Danville, 2. Terre Haute, Rex, 5. Springfield's zip in 7 innings. Terre Haute, 5. Springfield, 4. Last night, Du Bois County, 8. Lafayette, Aviators, 5 in 6 innings. Cape at Terre Haute, postponed. Thrillville at Danville postponed. Today, Lafayette at Du Bois County, Springfield at Terre Haute, Alton at Danville. This week, Illinois Valley at Danville, Lafayette, Aviators at Chillicothe, Terre Haute at Du Bois County. Chillicothe at Terre Haute for 2, Du Bois County at Lafayette at the Aviators, and the old corn at Danville, Dan's this week. Oh, boy. Lafayette at Du Bois County, Champion City at Danville, Lafayette at Terre Haute, Illinois Valley at Danville, Terre Haute at Du Bois County, and Danville Champion City, and Lafayette at Chillicothe. And you got the next one.
Well, hold on a minute.
You got the
standings, yeah. So Lafayette sitting on top of the Eastern Conference Northeast Division, 10-5. You have the Rex sitting on top of the Central, 8-7 by a half game over Du Bois County. Danville Dance, 4-7. They've had some rainouts. Not boding well for today's action either, with as much moisture as out there. I would imagine that will affect the games of Terre Haute, Danville. Don't know about downstate Indiana, whether or not Lafayette will get their game in with Du Bois today. But that's kind of where we're at. And let's see here. With enough at bats, you got Anderson for the Danville Dans hitting .600. It did 6 hits and 10 at bats. 4 games played. Got 4 RBIs and a got baseball and balls, a couple strikeouts in there. So
let me ask a quick question here. I'll throw you off.
He's a catcher.
Okay, from where?
Danville. Yeah, he's,
I know that, but what college?
Oh, you're going to want me to get into that? I'm just trying to get a base of what we've got here. You got to remember the internet here is just.
Well, all those fans are.
I might as well have it in a book. Print it in a
guy
book.
Hitting .686. He's from LSU. Is he from Purdue? He's from Illinois. Is he from Illinois College? Or where's he from? Maybe somebody knows.
Well, I can get into that, but then there's two guys in the league that has 3 wins pitching here. So Owen, let's see here. Is Owen? Here we go. Owen Anderson. Let me do some digging here. While we're doing some digging, let's take our final break, and then we'll come back and talk about it. We'll talk about all the other things that we got to talk about.
Okay, good job.
Saturday Sports Connection continues, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but Surf Pro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. Surf Pro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call Surf Pro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Danville Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carl.
Food allergy and research education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory.
Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection here on WITY Radio.com, WITY Radio app. Chad and Coach back with you. Owen Anderson, the catcher, goes to Eastern Illinois University. He's from Geneva, Illinois. The Cogs, right?
Yep.
Geneva is the Cogs. So a couple of other items that we want to pass along before we run out of time. The other items for the week. Illinois Coaches Association and Shriners of Illinois proud to present their 51st annual Illinois High School Shrine Game. Scheduled for next Saturday at Tucci Stadium on the campus of Illinois Wesleyan University. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Pre-game festivities at 10 a.m. All-star event featuring 103 of the top high school football players from across Illinois competing to support Shriners Hospitals for Children. And the tickets are $10, available at the gate event, and full details at the Red and Blue Squad. So Red and Blue Squads, they've got a banquet as well. In 2024, the Illinois High School Shrine Game raised nearly $13,000, all of it going to patient care, directly to patient care at Shriners Hospital for Children. Congrats on Braylee Hoagland once again last weekend, wrapping up her last week, not this past week, but last week, wrapping up her amazing track career for Fountain Central. We've got an annual Warrior Booster outing at Shawamie Country Club Friday, July 25th. $115 entry fee per person, includes green fee, cart lunch and dinner, two meals. Contact Matt Pence for team sign up, 815-383-9399. That's for supporting the Watseka Warriors. New AD over at Attica. Congrats to Shane Davis. He's also the dean of students there, so looking forward to connecting with him over some sports. And if you're looking to improve on the baseball diamond, Dan Skills Camp slated for June 18th and 19th, June 24th and 25th, and July 1st and 2nd. You can sign up through the Danville Dance. Coach, we got 1 minute left. Anything else for the week?
Well,
anything that we have left unsaid.
Well, well, the WNBA, that's a big controversy right now with Caitlin Clark and that group. So,
what is going on there?
Oh gosh,
we
got three officials.
Do we have three more hours to go through?
Oh,
it here?
Oh gosh, they had three officials. They said for bribery, they got them out. Well, the WNBA, that's a big controversy right now with Caitlin Clark and that group. So,
what is going on there?
Oh gosh,
we
got three officials.
Do we have three more hours to go through?
Oh
here?
Gosh, they had three officials. They said for bribery, they got them out, fired them, and you still people upset about the abuse that goes on with Caitlin Clark, who is the cash cow
from the league. You try to knock it off, but it's just like, why? Why would you? You know, I mean, it's bringing a spotlight to everyone.
Well, there was guys that said the same thing about Jordan, like you said. Said, hey, they ought to give part of their money to Jordan because he's the guy that made him a lot of money.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we'll do it again next week. Sound good?
All right, sounds good to me.
All right, we'll talk to you this week. Have a good week, folks. Thanks for listening to Sports Connection.
WITY Danville.